Really?
Yeah.
Tell us about the togies.
Oh no, you're wired?
Yeah.
We're sitting here being jackhammered by people who are being married in the morning. The togies crackle under my feet like magnetic ice. Oh, I feel like getting married in the morning. A horrible blow to pessimism everywhere. The togies soaring overhead.
Whoa!
Pooping their joy. The human race is beautiful, lovely, wonderful. People out there do care.
The smell of apple and vanilla aroma.
Okay. The togies are a symbol of joy and helpfulness everywhere.
Both cars are running for the first time in over an hour and a half.
And both cars make noise.
Okay, do you think $5 would cover like the wrenches and all that? Just help?
Why
don't we just go into the store and buy like $20 for the junk food?
Yeah, then I'll give $20 for the junk food. When a mechanic cleans off my connections,
Yeah.
I could fold the bill like this.
No.
$2.
Ticket size is 5.
Yeah. Make him think you're generous, and then after you've left, make him think you're an asshole.
Not the best way. Those are the Fine.
Oh, the togies are happy.
Run away.
Togies soaring, I can't believe it.
Why do you get those?
Why is there so much traffic in this goddamn parking lot?
Traffic? This is the Grand Auto. It's up for midnight.
They're not going to Grand Auto.
They're going by Grand Auto.
Uh-huh.
Check out the action.
They're going to Bosco.
Grand Foster's just freeze with it doing.
The Wonder Joy.
There is a drive-thru.
Is there any reason not to leave right now?
We can leave. I got a pile of maps. Let's drive away.
Put your belts away.
In a safe place.
Yeah.
I think we should throw it anyway.
Oh.
Oh. Let's go away now?
Yeah.
It's your mom, dude!
Shut up! Shut up!
Wasn't she a senior when we were a freshman?
Shut up! Ah, classic, a peach. That's a very good idea. Okay.
I'm a minor.
I don't need that.
No, I'm going to stand out here.
What?
You're too excited to sit? I'm having a great time. Well, I don't want to sit in the car. I don't like sitting in the cars. I'm glad to be out there for sure. I'd like to put my
pants. Love shit like this, too. Does that mean that we're both good? Because we came by the side of the road, and I was grinning. Almost hysterically. Big euphoric grin, and I said, this is fucking great. And then he said,
we just sat there thinking, all right, we'll just sit here for a while. We contemplated that Myra would not realize that we were gone.
and would just keep going for a long, long time. Then we thought, all right, once they figure out that we're not behind them, how are they going to work it? Because we might be behind them, they don't know. So is Dave going to have to wait by the side of the road and display himself prominently or something so that in case we do drive up, he'll still be there while she drives back? So we started having these fantasies, and then we said, all right, let's start the car. And then we said, no, let's not start the car. Let's savor the last few minutes. So we savored about 10 more minutes of that. And then finally we said, all right, let's start it. And we're And he looked at me and said, I've got AAA. And I went, dude. So he pulls out the AAA card and says, what's the date today? And I say, 22nd. And he says, and he doesn't say anything. And I say, when did it expire? And he says, last week. And I went, oh, yes!
You got the keys to the trunk. Open the trunk so I get
And he was getting
jeans.
Progressively hysterical. All right, jeans.
How long were you standing there before the person came up? Police person.
I don't know. My time was recorded.
I'm gonna find a nice axe murderer and piss on it.
There's no such thing as axe murderers. It's total movie fantasy.
Axes don't murder people. People murder people.
Good thing.
Axes don't murder people.
Here, I've managed not to lock the keys in the trunk.
And I think that... shit.
What we thought we'd do is, I said, okay, let's go to the next exit. We didn't know what to do. So I was going, what do you want to do? I said, I don't know what you're going to do. So after about 10 minutes of this, I said, okay, let's go to the next exit and get off.
By the way, when I was pointing at you, if I meant go over, like about 5 miles before here.
Ah. Anyway, Myra said, we finally decided, we stopped, we pulled over, we were driving slow for a while to see if you'd pass us. We stopped to see if you'd pass us, and I eventually got out of the car and waited there to see if you'd see me. And we didn't think you'd passed us, so we went up to the next exit. I said, well, we have to go to the next exit.
You could turn around and do anything,
so let's just go there now. We went up there, turned around, came back, hoping maybe to see you pass. We got down here, we saw the car, we said, yeah, that's them.
If we had not seen you, until we got to like the teak house where it says teak, or it should say steak.
We were going to go to Paso Robles and find a Denny's, because I said, if they're gonna meet us someplace, the only possible place that they would meet us would be a Denny's. Because I was assuming that the only place you'd be able to think of to look for me.
Yeah.
The only place you'd be able to think of to look for me. Denny's or Sambo's, because those are the only restaurant names that we'd said for the entire trip. Would you have thought to go to a Denny's? Thing that we both thought of. Really? Only Link.
The only thing that were going through my mind were, all right, we know her last name, we know her
Good one. You know where her mother lives?
Los Angeles.
Oh, fuck, really?
She's not living with her home. She doesn't have a home in her name. What you probably would have wanted to do would be to... What I would have done would be to call Alex, get Alex to go into my home, look through my address book for Myra, for a number for Myra in Brooklyn. You'd call FT. Oh, you don't know his last name?
Crippen.
Zish. Z-I-S-C-H. In that case, I would have called KCSB, gotten the KGUC program director's number, called him, gotten Alex's number, gotten Alex's last name, called FT, gotten Alex's number at FT, which they probably would have had to go wake him up to get, have him go to my house, because he's got a key to it. First of all, you call my house to see if Michael was still there, because if Michael was still there, you're set, but I don't think he is. Look in my phone book to see if there's a current number for Myra and for him. In that case,
oh, he threw a shirt over them. Here they are. Listen, they're right here.
Can we ditch them now? Yeah. Can we put that in the trunk?
Yeah, let's put it. Trying to display it as prominently as possible. On the roof. I hate his mechanic more than I hate Hitler.
More than I hate who?
Hitler.
I'm safe.
It doesn't lock now.
Let's examine this root.
Dude, we're getting into the root.
The root biz.
Now
what we're going to do is drive over this on the sea island. Then we're going to have an extra root pygmy. A root canal.
We have X, we have S, we have root deer.
And we haven't done any of them significantly yet.
I think that was good, too. I think that if we take...
Yeah, we would have been fucking out of our minds. Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck is that? Dad, I'm in San Luis.
My parents
Francisco.
Are gone. They left for a week, and I don't even know where they are. I think they left tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Grandma,
granddad,
Pete.
Okay.
Pete would pull through, wouldn't he? Or he would be so worried and sputtering about it that he would at least force Willow.
Pete would just look at her and go, honey, I made it.
You're gonna go get him right now. She'd say yes. We've been...
Watneys. Well, being that I'm a minor, let's put a Watneys and then I can hand it to you if the police come.
I'm splitting a Watneys cream stuff, man. Let's look.
What?
Because this is still regarded as the highway.
I think so. So, let's turn the paper.
Oh, we should be lighting up. Sparkling.
Wait till this bank car is passing.
Delicious.
Let's get the car horn out.
We be arrested for that?
I don't think they would.
I think we're about to do so many weird things.
Yeah.
Recorder's in the passenger seat.
What?
I mean, in the driver's seat.
Here's the car horn. What do you want? I'll take from one.
It's kind of a recorder.
Crumb horn.
Level indicator lights. Have we been recording this whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been pretty boring, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. You start.
Thank you.
head movement.
Presto.
No, we must hit the minuet. I'm a little lost.
KTSB, how do you react? Call in at 961-2424. We're in the middle of the highway. We're standing next to the 76 sign that says 1 mile to the Monterey exit, people. Monterey. We've never been there, but we're playing recorders and crumb horns to greet our entrance into it.
Oh, I really want 30 figures somewhere. So,
I'll show you. What would we like to play? Is it your birthday soon? Very good yet. That's what we're practicing. Right, that's it. I'm unplugging. Ah, the reverb. Ah, better fashion a new one from these trees. That'd be great. Assaulted by authority figures now. We're not going to arrive at San Francisco tomorrow.
Yeah.
dog. There is. I'm
beginning to sense that.
The depravity of this weekend is only beginning now.
No, it's gonna be hard to top.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, resident show and a resident show.
We might as well just turn and go home. I'm unplugging.
These are the rock guitars.
Yeah.
And the gong. What are you doing?
Sorry.
I don't care. Back to the car. What are you doing? Get in the vehicle.
Get in the vehicle. Wow. That was so incredible.
Because we had
packed the. Well, let's wait and see.
Yeah, what happens to us?
There'll be plenty of time to take ecstasy and wander through to Ghirardelli Square and Fisherman's Wharf, the second of San Francisco.
How much do we have with us?
15 pieces or something.
A whole.
It's all here?
A whole whopping.
Is that
box.
Including my four or plus my four?
Including your four. We have four currently that you have in your possession.
At least a calculable possibility that we could irresponsibly
do the whole. Yeah, it's calculatable.
Hope it is.
I need to
condoms in this room. Just more condoms. I have an example, so I have to stop these sounds from this moment.
No, it's too close to where we are now.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Oh, right. Oh, we'll be able to make it to where we need to go next before you're really hungry.
Okay.
We're driving past rubble.
We realize you're God, we know that you'd come and get us. With only a little whimper.
And I said, I think we should put their car in front of ours. We should stay behind them in case their car peters out.
We don't know.
This is what happened.
It will do so in front of us.
Why didn't that work?
Well, we were waiting for you to get in front of us, and you never did.
But, I wouldn't go fastest.
That's why. And we couldn't get behind you.
Easily.
So, I think I'll walk these. We're obviously not driving. Ever again.
Good thing you were driving.
What?
It's a good thing you weren't driving.
She never checked registration, but we're good.
Let's not push it any farther, I say.
So we shouldn't pull out the acid. Bubble.
I want to see what's happening to this car.
Alright. Yeah, Jet, I guess. Bob and Rata now come for us. That's like the more proper clothing. There's no fucking way they're gonna pick me up. I have to promise them to buy a nice outfit.
We need to get this car fixed tonight. We need to rent a big car. We're not having too much cost.
This is going to end up costing
somebody or some persons.
Just huge bloated amounts of puffing.
I've been telling you that for months about this beer. Uh-huh. I swear by it. They don't need to come here.
But it's so sweet.
It's clean stuff. The car smells like vanilla.
That's good.
But the car smells like
apples. Our car smells like apples.
What is it?
What?
Oh, it's my room. Jesus Christ.
Send it. I thought it was the cops, and so I freaked out.
Panic.
No, I didn't panic. I'm rather pleased.
Okay. Driver's gonna be 15 minutes.
Maybe 5?
Is that your finger?
My finger!
Okay,
I'm just gonna take my card
and cash. Start this.
What? Oh, please, I need to be in on this.
Come on!
I have a beer in my hand.
Oh, come over here. He's gonna be here in about 15 minutes.
Who is this nice man?
He's the AAA. He's gonna accept my card. I have to pay cash. Jumpstart.
Cash?
Yeah.
How much is it gonna be?
Jumpstart is 25. A tow is 30 plus $3 a mile.
Fortunately, we are all lined with cash.
Yeah.
We have like $600 in cash.
Yeah.
We have what?
We have like $600 in cash.
At least.
Myra has $600 in cash.
Wow.
Wow.
I've got...
She would say the cash with the cash, I've but since she's not here, we can all be polite.
Okay. We're loaded!
Yep.
We should spend it on stupid things like her.
Yeah, where's the beer?
It's right here.
I better go take it. Here he is. Down. Put it under the car then.
Tuck it into the bushes. Oops.
What? She was coming to verify that everything is true.
That's awesome. This guy got any chance.
I managed to pound enough so I don't feel like I wasted it. There's just a small finger full of bonus.
What?
Grandma's drinking beer is a little bit far pulled up.
The AA's
and we were very threatened by that.
Before I didn't sit there, but yeah.
Actually, we probably could have offered him something.
Alcohol is not a
mystery. Yeah, I know, I caught it.
Yeah, you caught
that. Aw, he needs meds to train his truck. He's too bad. The 3-pack.
The 3-pack didn't have the appropriate flavors.
Yeah, like
can
spice.
You call them flavors? Yeah, it was spice and tree flavor and, like, Robitussin flavor.
Lemon.
Ate the trees? Oh, the Lorax would be displeased. Lorax, everybody?
I know.
Okay.
Lorax,
I speak for the trees.
I love her, Lorax. She's my god. For 5 years, all I wanted for Christmas, birthday, Easter, and Arbor Day, all I wanted was a Lorax doll. A stuffed Lorax. And I never got it. Nope. Because I don't think they exist. I know it's.
If we go that way, at the top of the grain, we start with $3 a mile. But if we go back to its town, it's just 30.
Okay. Are there any service stations in the area that are open at this time?
I can find out. Let me call them. I can call around. We can take it to one.
Okay.
Rental car. You need a rental car.
I need a rental car. Is there a spot
place? Well, I don't know if a rental car would be
nice. We wouldn't even have to rent to get up there.
There's a lot of places I could take it.
Yeah, but.
I do nothing. So
yeah,
but.
Just because I was going
to
say, even a rental car?
Yeah. Just to talk to you, let me, because I can leave it for the weekend. That's a weird idea.
Yeah.
Rent a car once we're up there, come back in that.
Are you allowed to rent a car somewhere and then leave it somewhere else?
Totally.
Because you're not allowed to do that in England.
Leave here.
Because we tried to do that, and we had to drive it all the way back to Cambridge. It was a peener.
I think they'd have to at least have
it. It was a peener.
Cool.
That would be very, very weird.
Luggage and people. For
once we get to the gas station, I'll use.
I know it'll be a classic.
A phone booth.
I know it'll be a
classic. That would be weird. Just to, like, go up there
4 hours.
Especially if we're shaking from strychnine.
That would
getting ready to scream at everything.
It sounds really good.
Well,
get ready to chew up the blotter.
It sounds really good. Yeah, I'm on that.
Maybe we can rent a car in Paso Robles and.
Just drive it both ways?
No. Yeah.
Well, what would you
drive it back home, kill your mechanic,
I gotta
skate to San Francisco on his blood.
What? We have lots of... We have a sleeping... I have a sleeping bag and pillow. I guess I could leave it here and rock it.
Yeah, there would be bedding.
There would
be what? There would be
bedding. Oh, I thought you said Betty.
There would be Betty.
There would
be
she.
In fact, you could probably keep three of you.
Oh, good. Plenty of Bettys.
One Betty.
I would appreciate it.
But Betty and
be wasted on everyone else.
Well, what is it?
Crippling shame.
You're smelling
like
what?
I smell like a brewery?
You smell like a brewery.
So how much of this stuff that's in the car now would need to cover this?
Probably just the axe, I'm not sure.
The axe?
No.
The axe? Don't bring the axe.
Probably the axe and the knives and maybe the assault rifle.
I have two bags.
We can leave the Soviet model here, but we have to take the M16. Sort of yeah, they're too bulky. Don't really get the job.
You can
take the
Star
phone.
No, it's full. It's valuable, priceless items.
Such as? Why don't you just name a few?
Such as, a burnt out,
headlamp.
Which we could probably give to this nice man here, and he could recycle it. I think that would be special. Standard Motors would really appreciate that.
Just to get parts together, I don't even think about it.
Oh. He said, hijack this truck and demand to take it to Cuba.
Well, the stuff could end up...
I think we should hijack the tow truck operator and demand to take him to Motel 6.
Sorry? Let's get there before of us again. We shouldn't start talking this way. I wonder what this level that says.
Let's find out.
Boom! They all say, two of them say boom. Boom. Versus lever.
Couldn't put an I at the end.
Or boomy. Two
E's. Boomy.
Why doesn't Tori have two W's?
Because W's aren't doubled.
Oh, I wish
not.
Think of a single word. Cowing. Like if you're going cowing. Somewhat W. Dude, we're going to go cowing tonight. You want to join us?
More convincing example. Yeah.
Rowing. R-O-W-I-N-G.
I almost cracked the pack up, but then I felt that.
Because I guess
there's plenty of precedence here.
With W-E.